And welcome to the Utah Puck Report. I am the host, Jay Stevens, and of course with me...
Jordan Parisi.
Jordan, it's good to have you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's always good to have you. We were talking before, there was rumors, and now it's official, your brother is still with the Wild.
So, yeah, what did you end up reading anything more on that?
Just what I was showing you before. I guess Lou was trying to get him back.
So I heard that this was going to happen a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Not to burst the bubble of any Minnesota Wild fans, but I think that it's so complex, and to try to figure out like how a team can retain a certain portion of salary and all this other stuff, it just ends up getting pretty ugly because of what he makes on a year-to-year basis.
10 mil?
No, I think his AAV is like 7.5 or 7.25 or something.
Yeah, tough, but it's good. I mean, for the Minnesota fans, it's good to know that your brother's staying home. And
yep.
I kept checking during our last podcast to see if it had happened. So it was 3 o'clock. It's all over. He's officially with the Wild. And now today with us, this is going to be awesome because we talked to your guys' coach at the beginning of the season to see how it was going to go. We have three players from the University of Utah women's hockey team. And I got to see some of the action this year, and it was a lot more fun than I was anticipating, and I got to see, just like my first year when I came to Weber, there were some definite ups and there were some definite downs. We have Allie Litzinger, Michaela Dykeman, and Brooke Burns. How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Or how are you ladies? How do you say it now, Jordan?
Oh, gosh.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Don't get fired.
So, Allie, let's start with you. Where are you from?
I'm actually from San Diego.
San Diego. And how did you end up at the University of Utah?
Well, I played for Colorado State last year, and I just didn't quite love it there. So I heard they're starting up a program, and I was like, this is a good opportunity to head over there and see what it's all about.
So you picked the U for hockey?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
100%.
What are you majoring in, though?
Journalism. It's kind of funny being here.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome to the building. We'll introduce you to Josh. Josh will take you on a tour.
Sounds good.
This just happens to be a journalistic building, right?
I love it.
I have actually been called a journalist a few times.
Sweet.
I corrected people right away and let them know I have no idea what I'm doing. So
okay.
We're just talking about hockey.
Gotcha.
Michaela, now you are from here.
Yes.
Michaela Dykeman. And you grew up here and then you got out of here.
Yeah, so I moved to New Hampshire my junior year to play hockey. Try and go to like a D3, D1 school.
Yeah.
I really just didn't want to. It was nothing that I was interested in. I was more interested in getting a good degree somewhere.
Yeah.
Recognizable.
And that's the University of Utah.
Yep.
Yeah, perfect. What are you majoring in?
Kinesiology, and I have some ideas for minors, but I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. Not going to follow the father's footsteps?
I don't think so.
Okay. I didn't introduce you to my son. He doesn't follow my footsteps either. Have you met my son? Do you know my son, Tegan?
Maybe.
I kind of thought maybe you guys would.
I feel like I've probably played with him at some point.
I think you guys have. And because I knew you when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Michaela's father is also a firefighter, or was a battalion chief with Murray, and I've worked with him for the past 25 years, and it was always fun. And then Brooke Burns. Brooke, I watched you grow up. My son played with your brother. I played with your dad and your uncle, and you're just part of the hockey community. And then your grandpa's a legend here as well.
Yes, Grandpa Buzz.
Grandpa Buzz. That's what we all just Buzz. I mean, he is a legend.
Yeah.
And has helped with so many people around here. Like Buzz barely knew me, but was always when I was starting at Murray High, he was always willing to, you know, give me advice or be around and just be a positive influence on everybody in the market. So it's so cool.
Yeah.
So tell us, when you guys all got together, how did the first practice go? Like, you guys filling each other out? Did you kind of have an idea of how the season was going to go?
So with our team, it was a little different because we have such low numbers. Starting a program is really hard, especially out in the West and in Utah. Girls hockey has never been really big. I played boys my whole life growing up. This is like the second women's team. And so our very first week was a little rough. It's hard to figure out practices when you've got 9 skaters.
Yeah. Is that what you guys started with?
I think 9 or 10.
9 and 2 goalies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
we have like 13 total now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've
added a couple since.
So practice the first week was really quite rough. Just started off pretty slow, but just coming off of the summer, having fun, you just go straight into college hockey with no clue. I think Allie had a clue, and one of our goalies, Sam White, knew what she was doing too. Everyone else was
Where did, had Sam played somewhere else?
Yeah, she played at Potsdam, which is like a NCAA D3 hockey team. I don't know what happened there, but
how did you guys do at Colorado State last year? Like, what was that? What was that?
We were about how we are this year. I think we came in fourth, like we are this year. So it was about the same.
Okay. All right. So you kind of had an idea what you guys were in for. I had no idea. Like when you start off and you just get fed to teams that have been around for a while, you have basically all first-year players. You had a goalie that had some experience, and you have a goalie that had basically zero experience with Brees.
Mm-hmm.
We had her on the show last week. She was a guest host, and just because she's so active on Facebook, and she also comes to one of the skates that I go to now. I got her to come out and start working with her a little bit up in Park City. And it's interesting to talk to her and just – be like, 3 years ago she wasn't even a hockey player, and now she's a goalie for you guys, and that's going to be rough for everybody, right? But I mean, good for her. She stepped up, and you guys are learning. So tell us about game one. Who did you guys play first?
McKendree.
Yeah, we played McKendree University, which they've been on the map for years, and they're a powerhouse. So that was definitely a little bit intimidating, but I think we stepped it up pretty well against them. I think they're a little bit surprised at how well we came out.
Yeah. And then how's the season gone? I'm not sure of your record. What's your record now?
I'm not sure.
You got some wins and some losses.
Yes. We've won more games than the boys team.
Whoa! Throwing heat. I love it. Yeah. Okay, and now you guys have a big tournament coming up. And it's playoffs?
Yeah, so it's for our conference. It's the Western Women's Collegiate Hockey League.
Okay.
And it's the championship tournament. So the top four teams in our conference all come together. And luckily enough, we made it to our tournament that we're hosting as a first-year team.
Okay, so you guys get to host it. Who's coming in to play against you guys?
We have ASU, Boulder, Colorado State, and then us, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, and how have you guys played Arizona State this year?
Yeah, we went to Phoenix a couple weeks ago.
And how'd that go?
Guys, I had a concussion. That's okay. I don't know.
It was a little bit rough. They gained a lot of good players this year.
Okay.
And they really came out this year comparatively to last year. So, they're a pretty good team.
We did not win. We did not win.
No. They're a good team, though. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of good players.
And how are the other two teams? Was it Boulder and Colorado? Colorado and Boulder, and then DU?
And then just us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
just us four.
Oh, okay.
Boulder's been good for years as well.
Yeah.
They're always the top.
Yeah, Boulder's a good team.
Yeah.
Them and ASU are probably, like, the closest tied.
Yeah.
But I would say that we're pretty close to Colorado State.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good mix.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My first game ever in the ACHA was Weber State versus Boulder in Boulder. We lost 14-0.
Us too. That was exactly ours.
We know it all too well.
I faced 111 shots. I walked off the ice with a 90% save average and was jittery the rest of the day, a little bit shell-shocked. But it was, it was one of those things where you're like, wow, this is what I'm in for. And I'll tell you what, the friends that I made that year and the improvements that we made from that, like, still some of my best friends in the world from just going through that stuff together. And I don't know if you guys know who Jocko is, but he says the best way to build a really cohesive team is to put them through hard training and hard times. And being a first-year team and getting, you're going through hard training and you're going through hard times, you're going to win some games or you're going to lose some games or you're going to lose some games badly. And that's how you make, like, a better cohesive core. And so whatever happened at the beginning of the year, hopefully that's made you guys stronger for this part of the year.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like you said about, like, the friendships you've made and everything, our team is so close. And even through wins and losses, we never fail to, like, stay positive.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Which has been really great. I think it's helped us become a lot better of a team.
And then how do you guys recruit? Like, you said you added players for the second half of the season. How did you find these players?
See, I'm not even really sure. I think our coach did most of that.
Yeah, she has done a really good job reaching out to girls. And the problem with the end of the first semester was we were short. Everyone was injured. I believe that's when we were in ASU. We mm-hmm. were playing with 8 skaters for one of our games, and it was tough. But we were lucky enough that there were a few girls at the U that played hockey, and so we picked them up, and they've helped us a lot.
Okay. And they just happened to be there. That's
yeah.
That
yeah.
is good.
Yeah, we were really lucky.
Well, that's cool. So when does this tournament start?
Friday at 1:30?
Yep.
Yeah.
At the U?
Yeah.
Yes.
And Friday at 1:30, do you guys know where all the information's at as far as on the websites?
Yep. So it's on universityofutahhockey.com. It has all the information, dates, times, location, all of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is awesome. Jordan, you have questions?
Yes.
Perfect.
Can you imagine playing with only 8 players?
Oh.
On the like, whoa. How does this even? Well, what positions are you guys?
I go in between center and left wing.
At this rate, I play everything on the
ice. Play goalie too.
Sometimes.
And I'm just usually a wing.
Okay.
Just a wing.
With 8 players, you pretty much just go next up, right?
Yeah, and then like no matter how gassed you get, like yeah, you'd be waving on, you're like, no, yeah. I can't go.
Yeah, ASU, with those players, you'd shout what position you were playing as you hopped over the bench, and the next player would hop right back and just fill in. You'd get like a 20-second break, and then hop right back out.
Yeah, we get a good workout in, yeah. to say the least.
So you guys said this was your first season?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So moving forward, I mean, you guys were talking about your coach and how she does a good job of like recruiting and things like that. Is it mostly people that are from this area that you recruit from, or does she go to, I mean, do you pull people from Canada? Do you pull people from the Midwest? Like, how does this work?
We've got a couple girls we're looking at from Anaheim, which is where I played, the Anaheim Lady Ducks. A couple of good players coming out of there. I think she also went to...
She's been going to some tournaments.
She went to, like, Tennessee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Wyoming as well.
Yeah, she's been going around, but one of our girls, Grace Cruikshank, she's from Minnesota, so we were really lucky to pull her from the Midwest. She's got really good skill, and it shows. And so I think we're working on really just anyone that has the skill and kind of the drive for what we're looking for our program.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And Jordan, I know, like, where you come from, everybody plays hockey. But around here, it is tough to, like, build a program from scratch. And what the University of Utah is trying to do is there's a long-term path here, and you guys are the pioneers of it. And they really are trying to prove to local sponsors and to the hockey community that men's and women's hockey at the University of Utah, it's real. It's here. We can recruit. We can build. And we can keep moving up. The men's team's ACHA Division I right now. Mm-hmm. And, like, the big picture is there's a rink on campus. They need some sponsors to come through and push this thing to NCAA. And you guys are, like, the beginning of the season, you're paying the price for it. And in the long run, hopefully you guys get to see it at some point. Because I know that there's a lot more talk right now going around with, I'm sure you guys have heard, USC, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
All these teams are looking to go NCAA Division or Division I hockey,
mm-hmm.
with ASU going. It's something that could really happen.
Well, I know that when I was at University of North Dakota, my first year we were a Division II school, and then we switched over to a Division I school. So the men's hockey team was a Division I team, mm-hmm. and then the next year they switched everything. So football, women's hockey, soccer, everything. And I know that when the women's hockey team went from independent Division II to Division I in the WCHA, they had a couple struggles as well. But then over just a couple of years, like, they kind of ramped everything up and everything was good. So you guys are on a good path, I think.
Well, and ASU did the same thing. They went from club to NCAA Division I, and they played a split schedule where they'd play, because they still had a lot of their club guys. So you had guys that had never even played in the USHL or the NA that were all of a sudden playing NCAA Division I hockey. So yeah, so they played a split schedule, and then and now they're like they were doing really well, and you know, going to the tournament again this year, I think.
What do you guys do for your summer training, or are there particular camps that you go to? Is there anybody that's running a good camp here? Do you have to fly to Colorado or California, or what do you need to do?
Over the summer, I'm constantly doing training and kind of like private morning skates and stuff like that. In California.
Okay.
So I think we all kind of do our own thing is what I was getting at. Personally, it's, you know, what you choose to do. But I think we're hoping to do something over the summer here.
Yeah, I think.
As a team and hopefully.
And hopefully getting together like a training camp in Sun Valley. So
yeah.
In Sun Valley.
I think so.
I think
we're working on
the
boy.
I think that's what the boys did. And so we're trying to join them.
Yeah, the boys went to McCall.
Oh, okay. Then maybe it's McCall.
Which is like just what a great way to spend the summer. Like when I was with the Idaho Steelheads, we had training camp in McCall. That's just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I heard they really like it, so I think we're going to try to piggyback on that.
Yeah.
I don't blame it.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Come on. You're invited.
Let's all do it.
Join the women's team.
We'll come run goalies. I'll let him do all the goalie coaching, and I'll just stand back and film it.
Perfect.
You can go play at the lake.
I loved it. I'll podcast it. We literally had a guy. So we had his name is Blair Allison. He was a former NCAA, like, All-American goaltender. And he's like one of the funniest guys you'll ever meet in your life. And we had camp. The rink is not far from the lake in McCall. And Blair was dead set on running a line from the bench over across the street. Like, out there's a window from the bench. He pulled it off. I don't know if it's like it's a lot of line, but he was fishing from the bench. From the McCall rink. And I'm when you get there, you'll realize it's a lot of line. But that was his goal, was he's like, I'm doing it while we're here. We got to have that guy on. He's a character. But anyway, Blair Allison, he has fished from the rink in McCall to the McCall Lake, which is, it's across the street, but it's still down a pier. And it took a lot of teamwork. But McCall's an amazing place to have a camp.
I was just going to ask. So, Brooke, you said that you played with boys pretty much your whole up until college. Were all you guys the same?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so at what point, were you playing on the A teams? Are you guys, you know, is there like a big discrepancy level-wise, or at what age does it kind of be like, okay, like the boys are taking off here, girls need to be, you know, going more in this direction?
There is, but I played boys as a senior in high school.
Yeah.
So
I think
it just kind of depends.
Yeah, I think high school was when I noticed myself having to work a lot harder to keep up with them. But it was awesome because it did push you to go harder.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, most people are surprised when you tell them that you play with boys as a girl because they do not expect it, especially when you're playing full contact.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke, what organization were you in?
So I just played for my high school. I went to Brighton High School.
Okay.
And I was the only girl on the men's varsity team. And that was cool. We won a state championship with that. And I pretty much stuck with my high school, had a middle school team, and then I played Lightning growing up, and then Lady Lightning. I played with Michaela, actually.
Okay.
When we were younger for a year.
And Michaela, so you left as a junior, but up until then, who were you?
Like? So I played for Junior Grizz, their like AA/AAA U16 team.
Yeah.
And then I went out to New Hampshire and played for the Junior Cyclones, their women's team. So.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing the posts about that when you went. So, Allie, what was it like in California? Like, what were the opportunities for women there?
Gosh, when I first started playing, there was nothing for girls to play in San Diego. So I had to drive 2 hours up to Anaheim to go play for the Anaheim Lady Ducks, which I don't know if you guys heard of them, but they're a really big organization now.
Yeah.
So then now I think they've started like a junior goals team down in San Diego for girls, but I never got to play there. So I just had to play boys and Anaheim Lady Ducks.
And then you had a high school in, they had a high school team in your,
in
California?
Yeah, so I had to play for a private high school called the Pacific Ridge Firebirds.
Okay.
But they're now beginning to be a powerhouse. And we went to championships that year too, so.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Have you ever been coached by a guy named Kelly Askew? Do you know that name?
No, it kind of sounds familiar, but I never have.
He does like all the skating and in Anaheim anyway. I don't know if he's, I think he's back in Canada, but anyway. Well, that's great. I'm excited for what's going on, and I'm excited to hear that you guys have made your own playoffs. That's always that's a good first step.
Yes.
And now hopefully this is when everything comes together, right? You've hit the peaks and the valleys, and now we've learned from it, and we're moving on, and this is where everything comes together, and we have an awesome playoff, right?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
Nope. Friday 1:30 at the U.
Friday 1:30 at the U. I'm gonna be there.
Are we playing Boulder first or Colorado State?
Boulder.
Boulder up first.
Boulder.
Okay. Well, and then that's the Buffaloes. I'm in. I'm gonna be there. Okay. Anything else you guys want to add before you go?
Go Utes.
Go Utes. All right, that was the Utah Puck Report. Thank you so much for listening. The Utah Puck Report is a KSLSports.com podcast. And if you haven't subscribed yet, then you can. All you got to do is text the word puck to 57500.
And you can also catch us online, too, at KSLSports.com and right there at the Arrow website, 1035thearrow.com.
That's awesome. And we want to thank Josh Tilton, our producer. He's the one that keeps us in line, keeps the things rolling. And he doesn't roll tape, as you would say.
He does not.
But he does produce the show in all the digital ways. So once again, thank you so much for listening to the Utah Puck Report.